I want you to open your Bibles tonight to Titus 1 and verse 16, please. I've got something a little bit different tonight. And I'll have something a little bit different for Sunday too. I hope you'll enjoy it. Titus chapter 1 and verse 16. Titus is in the pastoral epistles, where Paul was teaching Timothy and Titus and those fellows how to be a pastor, all right? Titus 15 and 16. It says, "Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. Hey, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." Amen. We're going to see what we can get out of that tonight. Eh? Thank you, Lord, for your word and for reminding us, Lord, that not everyone that professes that they are Christians, Lord, are really Christians. And we can tell quite simply by their works, Lord. If they perform works that deny you, Lord, then we know for sure they're not Christians, Lord. So we do pray tonight that you help us get something from the scripture, Lord, and as we apply it to a situation in the world today, Lord, we pray that we'll become more wise, Lord, about our stand for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Last Friday, our friend from Florida, Jeff Royal, forwarded me an email that gives a good illustration about how scripturally illiterate contemporary Christian musicians and their fans are. Not only was it a good illustration of scriptural illiteracy, but also a perfect example of how CCM artists are being idolised and held up as examples of Christian character, despite that by their works they deny God. CCM artists, they're all being held up as wonderful Christians, examples of Christianity, and everyone listens to what they say. As if CCM hasn't been bad enough down through the last half century with its promotion of all the flesh-pandering styles of rock and roll, in more recent times the so-called church is being invaded by heavy, rhythm-based, tribal-style music such as hip-hop and rap. The latest music idol from the world, who is having a huge impact upon the contemporary church scene, where worldly youth culture is being promoted and exploited, is the Afro-American rap singer by the name of Kanye West. You've heard of him, eh? I mentioned him. Have any of you heard anything else about him? You haven't heard anything else about him? That's good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's not getting in here. Amen. But I'll tell you what, he'll get in all the Pentecostal churches. West, who is married to Kanye West, is married to media star and model Kim Kardashian. Now, if you've been watching these TV reality shows, I never watched her, I wouldn't know if I fell over her, but Kim Kardashian, the Kardashian family was big, big time, right? And she became totally famous as a model and an actress, and this, just having cameras in their home with all the gossip that goes on, she became worldly famous. And Kanye West married her, she's white, and he's black, alright? West, who was married to media star and model Kim Kardashian, was supposedly saved out of drugs and mental illness sometime earlier this year. They don't know exactly when. And he has taken the contemporary church scene by storm. Despite his very recent conversion, however, supposed conversion, he is being hailed as a model Christian by all the big names in apostasy, including Joel Osteen. He went to a meeting with Joel Osteen, I think I mentioned about 2 weekends ago. He was at Joel Osteen's church. 30, 40, 50,000 people there, and they had this big concert, you see. So Joel Osteen's promoting him, and Franklin Graham promotes him too. He's even being allowed to conduct church services, which are being attended by tens of thousands of rap and hip-hop addicted idolising fans. I've seen some of the photographs of the services that he's been conducting. He's a young Christian. What's he doing conducting church services? What does God say about that? Don't elevate the novice. Because why? They become infected by the snare of the devil. What the devil got snared by was pride. Put a young Christian and promote him and promote him and promote him. He'll get full of pride. This bloke's full of pride, I can tell you. The article Jeff sent me was entitled Christian Music Industry Artists Weigh In on Their New Peer, Kanye West. And it was written by a CBN contributor. For those who don't know, CBN is an acronym for Christian Broadcasting Network, which touts itself as, I'll quote what they say about themselves, we're a global non-profit ministry demonstrating the love of God and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ through media, evangelism, and humanitarian aid. Social works, in other words. End of quote. They promote every heretic imaginable in their writings and on their TV broadcasts. If you want to watch Benny Hinn or Rodney Howard Brown or any of those people, TBN is part of their network as well, you see. Anyhow, the article asked some of today's leading CCM artists what they thought about Kanye West and his radical conversion. The CCM artists interviewed included, I'm going to tell you five or six names here, you probably won't know them, but these are the artists. Danny Gokey, G-O-K-E-Y, he's a bloke, alright, and he was 2007 a Grammy Awards nominee for Best Contemporary Christian Music Album. So he's a big name in CCM. We don't know him, mate, because we're not into that stuff, you see. So, anyhow, Kim Walker-Smith, a lady, Kim Walker-Smith, female. She's a worship leader for the Jesus Culture Band. Have you heard of the Jesus Culture Band? Bad news. Mandisa, M-A-N-D-I-S-A, it's a lady, female. She's the 2014 Contemporary Christian Music Grammy Award winner. So big names in CCM, you see. And S. Blake Kanika and his wife Brittany, 2019 Grammy Award nominee for Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance, and also a bloke called Josh Baldwin. He's a Bethel music artist. Bethel. You heard of Bethel? Yeah, well, Bethel is bad news. All right? Anyhow, I want to give some responses that these leaders in the Christian music scene gave to the interviewers' questions and some of my thoughts about them. We're going to have a look at the questions that they were asked and how they responded, and we'll see whether it's good or not. All right? All right, the first question was, by the interviewers, was, what do you think of Kanye's conversion and entrance into the Christian world? Now, they all love him big time. Nobody said anything bad about him, all right? Mandisa, a lady, she's an Afro-American, all right? Mandisa, she said, I was questioning a lot, but the more I watched interviews and listened to the music, the more I can now see the fruit. I've been reading the comments from the world reacting to Kanye. I saw a comment the other day that said, I'm getting baptized Sunday. If God can save Kanye, he can save me. What do you think about that comment? Now, these people are held up in Christendom as experts on the Word of God. They run around all over the country singing the gospel to everyone, all right? So they're held up as experts on the Word of God and very, very important people in Christianity. And young people take notice of them, all right? So she said, the more I can now see the fruit. I watched him. I was a bit questioning fruit, but now I can see the fruit. Great stuff. And she said, somebody in a comment she looked at, he said, I'm getting baptized Sunday. If God can save Kanye, he can save me. Others in the article also expressed this idea about judging the genuineness of a Christian's life by the fruit they produce, meaning the influence they are supposedly having in getting people saved and into the churches. Now, I've preached on this here before, big time in Pentecostalism. Okay? The scripture they are appealing to is found in Matthew 7, and it is not referring to CCM idols getting unsaved people to sit in churches, but it's a warning about the doctrine of false teachers. Verse 15 and 16 of Matthew 7 says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. We need to look out for wolves, alright? Look out for wolves. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. How shall we know them? It says, verse 16, ye shall know them by their fruits. What's their fruits? It's not about getting people into buildings to sit on church pews. It's about them, what they preach from their mouth. We're talking about false teachers here. You'll know these false teachers by their fruit. What they speak out of their mouth sounds like a wolf, not a lamb, you see. They're not lambs, they're wolves posing as lambs. And the moment they open their mouth to speak, you will recognize them by the fruit of their lips, whether they give praise to God or praise to the devil. And they give praise to the devil. You shall know them by their fruits, which is their doctrines. While all Christians should be bearing good fruit, we're supposed to bear good fruit, which is our works. Good fruit is not the proof that anyone is a Christian. Just because somebody has a good lifestyle doesn't make him a Christian. Our obedience to sound doctrine is the proof that we are Christians. The fruit is doctrine. And you'll notice that about Matthew 7. That talking about fruit is about doctrine. And it gets to the end of the chapter and says, the man that built his house on the rock, his house stood. What rock? The doctrine of the Bible. The man that built his house upon the sand, it fell down and mighty was the big crash of it, alright? He built his house on false doctrine. So you'll see chapter 7 of Matthew is all about doctrine. Alright. Our obedience to sound doctrine is the proof that we are Christians. Not getting people to come to church. Had that in the thing. It also sounds like, to me, like Mandisa and the person she's quoting have got the same disease that the apostate ecumenical Cairns Christian Ministers Network here in Cairns have got. Apparently they believe in baptism for the forgiveness of sin. Baptism saves no one though. See what she said? This person said, I'm excited about this person's going to go and get baptized. If Kanye West can get saved, I'm going to go and get baptized and get saved. Never said, hang on. Write to that person and tell them, you can't get saved by baptism, you have to believe the gospel and repent. So there you go. They're speaking rubbish. They're speaking rubbish. Anyhow, Josh Baldwin, one of the other singers, CCM artists, he says, I was listening to his album. This is What Do You Think of Kanye's Conversion and Entrance into the Christian World. Josh Baldwin says, I was listening to his album. I was blown away by how much it's packed full of the gospel. This is the real thing. And it can touch so many people because he's a big star. He's a rap artist. He can reach so many people. Praise the Lord. Huh? Hey, this is the real thing. This is the real thing, he says. His music is packed full of the gospel. Really? Really? Hey, even if it was truly full of the gospel, God says that the gospel should be presented to the unsaved by how? The preaching of the message. Not by singing the message, to the accompaniment of loud, pulsating, rhythmic music. Now this is, not music, noise. This is a very important thing. God nowhere tells us in the Bible to go and sing to the unsaved. Think about that. God nowhere in Scripture tells us to go and present the gospel to the unsaved by singing it to them. We're supposed to preach it without the accompaniment of music and anything else that might distract the person from the message and make them accept it as a sugar-coated lolly or something. So, very important to remember that. Nowhere, these CCM artists say, oh, we're going out and we're presenting the gospel. Well, you're doing it the wrong way. And you're doing it with the wrong thing, too. The rock music that you're using. Get rid of the noise source and the accompanying light and smoke effects, and all these people would hip-hop right out the door, never to be seen again, as far as I'm concerned. Hey, question two. You see what I mean? These people don't know what they're talking about. And the more they talk, the more they shoot themselves in the foot. I have a great time with Jeff Royal. We get these articles, you see, and we pull them to bits, and we send out our comments to all these pastors all around the world. There's about 40 or 50 pastor buddies on the list too. About 40 or 50 pastors, independent Baptist pastors around the world, and I think I'm the most vocal one. I've always got something to say. I can't help myself. Write all this stuff and send it out to them. Hey, these people are nuts. They're absolutely nuts. Anyhow, question two. Have you experienced any of the negativity towards Kanye in your world? Have you seen any negativity in your part of the place? Mandisa, she says, to the Christians who don't believe in his faith or think this is part of his mental illness mania, what if it is mania? She says, to the Christians who don't believe in his faith or think this is a part of his mental illness mania, what if it is his mania? God can use that too. God can use, even use mentally ill people. He can use anything. I would say, look at the fruit. There's the fruit again, all right? If mental illness is playing a role, let's ask God to heal his mind. Oh, there's folks out there running services. Or oh, might be mental illness. We don't know. But look at the fruit. Must be okay. Eh? So, if it... See, he's come out of mental... Has he really come out of mental... He's been in asylums and everything. A couple of years trying to get off dope and all this stuff. And he's up there now being counted as this wonderful Christian bloke. And he's running services with 30, 40, 50,000 people in them. It's incredible, eh? What's going on? We see the apostasy here, but I tell you what, it's big. It's huge. What's flooding into church? They're not churches. They're not churches. See? That's the big wide road. All the cattle, you know? That's the big wide road. All those people are deceived. They're deceived. Anyhow, this is the first time I've heard that mentally ill people are also judged about how good a Christian they are by their fruit. I've heard all sorts of reasons for this fruit being the thing, meaning how many people are getting into their meetings. So he's got fruit because he's got... How many people did we get to Coastline? 20! What are you talking about? What right you got to talk up? Get, sit down and be ashamed of yourself. Look what Kanye's doing. Look at all his fruit. Go and bathe your head, Huey. Amen? So, question three. How should Christianity treat Kanye right now? Josh Baldwin says, we preach that the blood of Jesus covers all, but then we have to apply it to Kanye's past. And it's hard for people to do that in certain places of Christianity. You know which certain place of Christianity he's talking about, eh? It's hard for them to do that, to apply the blood of Jesus, which covers all, okay, to Kanye's past. Some people in Christianity are, you know, very derogatory about all this stuff. Which people are they? Yes, Andy. Coastline Baptist Church. If they go and listen to our messages on our internet, they'll know we're part of that. Certain places of Christianity are not going along with it, but they say, we preach that the blood of Jesus covers all. But then we have to apply it to Kanye's past. Alright? Now, my comment. If Kanye West truly did get saved, it's not his past that presents a problem. Yes, if you get saved, your past is under the blood. Alright? It's not the past that presents a problem in certain places of Christianity, like here at Coastline. It's his present that is the problem. He hasn't forsaken self or the world. He hasn't forsaken. A cross is death to self. Let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me, right? Jesus said. It's a cross is a death to self, which includes our worldly, flesh gratifying music. Maybe he went up to Golgotha, but he took his worldly self and left his cross behind if he did. You know where Golgotha is? That's where the cross was. Maybe he went up to Golgotha, but he took his worldly self with him. Amen? And he left his cross behind. If he truly did go up there, he didn't go up the right way. In addition to that, he said, the blood of Jesus covers all. We have to apply it to Kanye's past. Jesus doesn't cover sin. Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ does not cover sin. The blood of animals did that. The blood of Jesus takes sin away. Very important. Very important. The penalty for it, it takes sin away. It takes the penalty for it away, as well as the power and the practice of it. The writer of the article states that the lasting impact of Kanye West is being felt by people around the world. Right now, he is one of the top-ranking news topics and celebrities being reported about. And he is, I can tell you. I ask the question, though. Are any of these CCM people truly saved? Do any of them actually read a Bible? Any old Bible? Even a corrupt NIV version, for example, will refute most of the comments made by these CCM musicians and the person who wrote the article. Any corrupt Bible will refute these people. You don't have to use the King James. Any old Bible will refute them. Kanye West is really a thermometer of how apostate the professing church currently is. Notice I said professing church. There's nothing wrong with the church. The church is alive and well in planet Earth today. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. And it's here and it's alive and it's well. Amen? We're talking about professing church. The apostate one, alright? Kanye West is really a thermometer of how apostate the professing church currently is and how close the return of the Lord Jesus must be. He will also be a thermometer, listen, of how faithful the true church will remain to God's word during these evil days. Are we going to get sucked away by it? A lot of them are. This is what the Independent Baptist movement's going into all this, in this Hillsong and stuff. That'll lead to this. It's the same mob. It's the same mob. Our opening scripture of Titus 1:16 states, or 15 and 16, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God. Oh, they profess that they know God. But in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. And remember I said to you 2 weeks ago about this concert that Kanye West had in this big church, and that evil singer, what was his name? Manson. Yeah. He's a demonic person. He sings demonic stuff, and they burn a Bible. Ripped the Bible up and burnt it in the show there. And Kanye West is with him. This is the new Christian. Hailed as some, you know, oh, we're right now. Kanye's arrived. The church will be now into great revival. Hey. They're abominable, disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. The only thing that can help us to determine whether something is pure or not is to be grounded in the Word of God. Is that right? That's what we teach in this church, eh? Get in your Bible. Get in your Bible. You've got to be grounded in the Word of God so that, as Hebrews 5:14 tells us, we will have our senses exercised to discern both good and evil. The world and the false church can try to convince us of whatever they like about people such as Kanye West, but the Word of God exposes them as being abominable, disobedient, and into every good work reprobate. Amen? So if you hear about Kanye West, well, we know all about him. Here he told us, all right? Go and check it out. Don't believe me if you don't want to. Have a look at some of these are quotes from his stuff that's being written about him. And the churches are falling over themselves. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Kanye. Oh, great. Oh. Music. This music is the thing that is taking the church to Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots. Let's close, in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, that you've given us to look in your word. And, Lord, we thank you that you've given us your word that can tell us, Lord, what's right and what's wrong. And we don't have to listen to what the people are saying and what all these magazines and TV stations are promoting about different people, Lord. We just have to look in your word and see how it compares with what they're doing and saying, Lord, and come to the truth of the issue.